I chose Perek Tzadik Bet, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat, dafka because people know it. I was conscious of the structure. And what I did was wherever there was an atnachta, that little horseshoe underneath it that tells you that there's a pause, in the middle of the pasuk, I hit the tap twice. You will notice something, and by the way, this is not only my insight. The first notion about the structure of this I was brought to my attention by Yaakov Bazak, who was previously the Supreme Court Justice and who made a hobby of the study of Tanakh. And he notes the following. Now, the first pasuk is called the Ktovet, and it is nothing more than sometimes telling you either a title or the author. In this case, there is no author, and Rashi on the spot tells you there's no author mentioned. But Medrash Tehillim tells us a different story. It tells us as follows. It says, Adam was created on the sixth day, sinned on the sixth day, was judged on the sixth day, and sentenced on the sixth day to leave Gan Eden, but was given a reprieve of one day, Shehu Me'ein Olam Haba, and he remained that day in Gan Eden. And Motzei Shabbos, at the end of Shabbat, before he left Gan Eden, he and Chava, Hashem made them kutnot, or tunics, of spelled with ayin, which would mean of some skin. But Rabbi Meir says kutnot or with an aleph of light, as it's written in the mizmor of that we say on Rosh Chodesh, and today it's Rosh Chodesh. Boruch inafshi et Hashem, Hashem Elokai gadalta meod, hod ve'adam lavashta, ote or kisalma. So I explained always that God is cloaked in light as if it were a dress. It's as if God tore off some of his garments and out of them fashioned little garments for Adam and Chava. That's the first time we hear kutnot, which are related to what we will be reading in the next upcoming parshiot, namely that they were priestly garments. Because garments can have several functions. One of them is to cover yourself up, lebusha. Levush, to hide the busha. But kutnot is a cloak. And it is a cloak that indicates that it is a mission, a purpose, destiny to which you are going towards. And their purpose was to take God's light out into the dark world. And then before he left, going out into the cold, dark world, he gave them fire and warned them that it's dangerous, which is why we look at our fingernails. Motzei Shabbos. Some said that the cloak was made of an iridescent material like fingernails. Others explained that this is something that's growing, but it's dead. It's death within life. And so at looking at this, you are in fact looking at your immortality while you are also mortal, torn between the two of them. An immortal soul inside a mortal body, dreams that would build things that would last forever, knowing that our time is ticking away and it's very limited. And that push and pull is what he gave them. That fire is with what they could build, with what they could cook, with what they could keep the animals away, and God forbid, with what they could get burned. It's a dangerous thing, this power that they were given. But unlike the Prometheus theme in which you steal the fire from the gods, ours, Harav Yaakovson says, our God gave us that gift but warned us about how dangerous it is and how careful you need to be with it. We're told that before he left Gan Eden, before the sun set, knowing that he's going to leave Gan Eden, Hir'elo misof ha'olam ad sof ha'olam. He showed him from the beginning of eternity to the ends of eternity and showed him all of the compression of human history. And for that, he composed the song, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat. When he saw all of history, he saw a flash of great light for a second, and it was gone. And he asked God, what was that? And he said, it's a great soul that would come down to the earth, but was destined to die at birth. oh, but it was such a beautiful, brilliant light. And he says, yes. Are you willing to give some of your life up for it? And he said, yes. So what is the lifespan of a human being? 70 shana. Ve'im begvurot, 80 shana. 70 years, he says, take from my life and bequeath it to that light. That light is the Gilgul of Adam HaRishon. His name is David HaMelech. And so he's not credited with composing this. He's credited with writing it down. Therefore, having been one of our oldest poems that went from generation to generation orally, notice Rashi doesn't say who it is. He doesn't go with the necessarily the medrash, but he tells us we don't know. But here it is. Now you'll notice something very interesting. So the Mizmor actually begins with Pasuk Bet. So there are seven verses till the middle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You see that? The seventh verse is different structured. It does not have a double couplet. It's instead divided into three. The eighth verse of the actual poem is a short little tiny one. The next one is also three. You notice that? 1, 2, 3. And all the rest are two. And that's the way they are divided by the Tamei HaMikra. And the Tamei HaMikra of Tehillim are different from Tamei HaMikra in the rest of the Tanakh. In fact, there are three books that are different. There's Sifrei Emet, Iyov, Mishle, and Tehillim. So the melody is lost to us, but the cadences and the rhythms are there. Over the first word of this song, there is a big dot. That dot means that you're supposed to stress that strongly. And musically, this would have meant that you would have begun with a big ba-da-da-dum. And that word is Tov, the very first word. How interesting, they created in the image of God, Adam. First word is Tov. After all, God, as he looked at his creation every day, Vayar Elokim, Tov. It's good. It's good. You need to understand, he just heard his sentence. He knows he's leaving it. And the first word that he says is Tov. Tov lehodot lehashem. Now, I showed you that this is seven verses to the middle, seven verses to the end, right? Now, if you have a pen on you, you can circle how many times the name of Hashem appears in this entire mizmor. So count. Seven. And except for that little tiny verse, V'ata marom le'olam Hashem, do you notice that Shem Hashem never appears on the left side? It's only on the right side. Now, why does God's name only appear on the right? Ki Hashem tzilcha al yad yeminecha. For God is your shadow on your right side. Tov lehodot lehashem, the two halves are called the tikvolet, a parallelism. But you'll find out that it's not always completely parallel. The Pashtanim, Radak, Ibn Ezra like to look at the two sides and presume that you're saying the same thing in different words. Why? For the love of language, the Tiferet HaLashon, how shall I say I love thee in a million ways. That's the reason you would do it. But you'll notice that there is something on this side that's missing on this side. I have the word Lehodot, to thank. It's good to thank Hashem. But on the other side, it does not. There is no word Tov. There is absolutely no valuation. So Ibn Ezra solves it and says, Tov nimshach al shnei atzadim. It's Tov lehodot laHashem, veTov lezamer leshimcha elyon. However, Malbin disagrees. He says he's missing the entire point. Tov lehodot laHashem, it's good to thank God when there's something to thank. But on the other side, it doesn't say Shem Hashem, Yudke Vaske. That's the personal God. That's the God that you actually sense, that you feel that He's with you. Instead, it says Shimcha, your name on high. This is a God that is distant, transcendent, but frankly, far, far away. And it's not good. And when it's not good, what you have, les amels, I can at best sing to you the one that I cannot see or feel, who's so far away. And why? Because the Malbim explains, this is when the going is good. When the baby is born perfect and it's gorgeous, 10 little fingers and 10 little toes, and he's got that cute button nose and the good eyes and the little eyelashes, and it's a perfect Epgar score of 10, and there's nothing to worry about, and it came just when you wanted it to, and your life was just as you wanted to, and you had to get someplace, and you didn't hit a single red light, all the greens showed up. Ah, then it's tov leodot l'Hashem. But when the going ain't so good, when it's not as you planned it, when the baby is not perfect or there is no baby, at that point, what can you do? Lezamer leshimcha elyon. Lehagid baboker chasdecha. Boker in all Kabbalistic writings is the day, the morning, the sunrise, when I can in fact levaker, I can discriminate, I can distinguish between good and bad, between black and white, between objects, because the sun is shining. At that time, lehagid, and this is not a simple word, it's not lomar, it's lehagid. Lehagid is to tell one generation to the next, the Haggadah. And what do I have to tell them? Your chesed. I don't think I deserved it, but it's so good, I feel God's love, it's marvelous. On the other side, there is no verb. At this point, I don't have something I can relate or tell my children about, something that happened to me. This time I'm silent. And this time all I can call upon is emunah. You see, when the going is good, the Rabbon Shalom is at your side, you don't need faith. You know that your going is good. And you look around you and you say, I didn't really deserve this any more than somebody else who doesn't have it. He's with me. It's the nights, the bad nights, when I need faith, when it seems like there is no God, when good people suffer, bad people seem to flourish. That's when I need emunat chabalelot. Is it any wonder that some of the books about the Shoah are called emunat chabalelot, or why Elie Wiesel called his book Night? Night is the time when there's hester upon him. Night is the time when you cannot distinguish between objects, and you can't distinguish between good and bad, when it seems that there is no justice and there is no judge. Ale aso ve ale nevel, says the Malbim, these are instruments that are the ones that bring you to your feet and you want to dance. Ale higayon bikino is the kind of music that we call soul music, that brings tears to your eyes. And they're called hegyonot. Higayon in modern Hebrew means logic, but it's thinking songs. It's elegies. The sad ones. Ki simachtani Hashem before alecha. You made me happy. Yep, my daughter finished college, and right after which she got engaged, and she got married, and the fuck that class, everything went perfect. But even the things that make no sense, and why somebody got sick, they too are God's works. There I will, and the translations are problematic. There is a difference between Shira, Zemer, and Rina. You'll remember from Slichot, El Hatfila, El Harina. Rina is really not happy. Rina is the kind a song that I said comes from the heart. It's soul music. That's what it is. Ish be'ar lo yeda. The be'ar is the ignoramus, the refuses to see. He does not know. When you could see with your eyes, when there were open nisim. I mean, we've lived in a generation that saw open nisim. It made no sense what was happening. What did Toynbee say? This is a historic anomaly. This shouldn't have happened. And here we are. And yet the ignoramus, who's got the intelligence, but chooses to remain stupid, he refuses to know. I'm not asking him to believe, I'm asking him to know. Uchsil, and the fool lo yavin et zot. What is the zot? Some of our mefarshim say zot is what's up above. Zot is the next verse. What is the next verse? Says Rashi, Bifroach reshaim kemo esef. When you see evildoers popping up like so many weeds after the rain, Veyatzitzu kol poalei aven. Up they pop up, these little blossoms. Poalei aven. Aven with an aleph is not ayin. It's not avon, iniquity. Aven, says Rabbi Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, comes from the word, same source as the word ein. It's people who do no-nos. You know what a no-no is? It's not such a bad thing. But if you do it, and that one does it, and that one does it, and that one does it, it all builds up. You see, our problem is not... Reshaim we already dealt with. Those are people who are out to really do something bad. Our problem is the middle one, when they pop up all of these people that do these little no-nos. Not knowing that what? That as they pop up, they will actually lihishamdam adayad. That God's plan for them is to eventually eradicate them forever. They think it will always be this way. They think that evil will always flourish. They become cynics. So instead, what does he declare in that tiny little line? Ata marom leolam Hashem. You are up there, God, all the time. When I see you, when I don't see you. In the mornings and in the nights. When it's obvious and when it's not so obvious at all. This is ha'olam hazeh, says the Malbim. This is when the going is good. This is when the going is not so good. And this is olam haba l'yimot ha-mashiach. L'yimot ha-mashiach. What will I say? When you come after Mashiach comes, oh, you'll still have to clean the toilets and wash the dishes, says the Rambam. Sorry. Baby soon will need to be changed. But instead, oh, here were your enemies. Look, your enemies were right here. But they were just here a minute ago. They're gone. Yitpaldu kol poale aven. They will fall apart. The falling apart is the essence of what we believe in Tov Vera. Tov is what God made. Ra is what happens when Tov is not there any longer. You see, Ra is not an essence. Ra is the absence of good. When there is a neshama in the body, it holds it together. Tov is integrity, something being held together. Ra, bait ra'ua, umat lipol. It's a house that is disintegrating, crumbling. The moment the soul leaves the body, instantaneously the process of decomposition begins to happen. Yitpardu kol poalei aven. They come apart. All of those no-nos. And instead, Vatar'em kir'em karni. You will lift up my horns like a re'em. And what is a re'em? It is very much like a gazelle, or it is a buck of some kind. It is from the family of the deer. You'll know that when deer fight for supremacy, they do something very interesting. By the way, this is big in our language. La'arit keren David, right? Keren ha-moshiach, v'chen hala. And they anoint somebody with a keren. They lock horns. You ever seen that on the nature? Okay. And they wrestle each other. Now, the one that prevails doesn't kill the other one. The vanquished one gives in. What does he do? he lowers his horns to the ground and walks backwards in submission. And the winner raises his horns and bellows. This image is the lock of civilizations. And the one that prevails, you will raise my keren, my horns. And as a result, Baloti b'shem en ra'anan, you will have poured this fresh, fragrant oil on me, which was part of the anointing process. Who is now going to be here? This is HaMelech HaMoshiach. Vatabet enai b'shurai. I will get a chance to see those who grows up against me. I get a chance to see that. Bekamim alai mere'im. To hear of evil rising up against me. Never again. I'll only hear. Once upon a time there was a Khmelnytsky. Then there was a Hitler. There was once an Arafat. Do you understand? I'll tell the story. I'll hear of it. I will no longer see it. Instead, what will I see? Tzadik ketamar nifrach. The righteous will flower like, by the way, we have here two tall trees. Tamar. Ka'erez balvanon yizgeh. And like the cedar tree, rise high up. The tzaddik is like a tamar who gives fruit. But the date trees don't last forever. They have a limited lifespan. The erez lasts much longer. But more importantly, cedar wood is used. Remember your cedar closets? It repels the moths and the worms that would eat away at it. So it is a preserver. And it has that incredible smell. So it is seen now not from a physical perspective, because the tamar gives fruit, it has babies. The erez instead gives this long-lasting, everlasting redolence that preserves things. And so he leaves something that will last here forever. And both these trees, shtulim bevet Hashem, they are planted in the house of God. Where's the house of God? In Yerushalayim. But also, bechatzot Elokeinu, the courtyards of our God. Did you notice that this is singular? This, why? Because there will be only one Beit HaMikdash, and it will be in Yerushalayim. But there will be good people in San Francisco, in Tokyo, in Beijing. And they will all become courtyards of God. If you have this morning, you say, Al kein nekave lirot mehera betiferet uzecha. When all people will recognize one God, they're all bnei Adam. And they will not have temple for this God, a temple for that God. They will all recognize God, and they will all come to Yerushalayim. But they will live in other places as well. And people will live to long old age, to their gray years, still yanuvun, netnuva, still yielding fruit. Not only are we not going to need our facelifts, or worry about taking hormone supplements, we can not only have babies, but we will actually be productive in our old age. Dishenim ve'rananim yiyu. So whether we'll be mortal or not is not declared, but what is clear is that life will be such that as long as you live, you will remain vital. And live long enough to do what? Lehagid. Remember how you started with the word lehagid? To tell over. Do you know what once was? Do you know what happened? Lehagid, and you'll be able to say, Kiyashach Hashem, that God is straight. Now they usually translate this as honest. Maze Yashar, Adam Yashar, Ki Tzadik V'Yashar Hashem. Yashar is a straight line, and it's the shortest place from one dot to another. But if it's a mountain that you have to go around, and you're going to try to get from this side to this side, and you're going to try to go through the mountain, you're going to hit the wall, break your head. So sometimes the shortest way to get from here to here is to go around this way. So Kav Yashar means the shortest, most direct way. You see, so much of what happens in our history that makes no sense. When we have to say Tziduk Adin, and why did this happen, and why, it'll all become clear to us why this was the case, that whatever happened, all the tragedies, all the horrific horrors of our history, was purposeful. Ki Yashar Hashem, Suri. He is my, I know they translate that as my rock. But it's ridiculous. Tzuri means Hatzayar Sheli. Zeshenatan li Tzura. That formed me. When Moshe Rabbeinu was put b'nikrat Hatzur, he was put inside the crack, inside the rock. Because we are all chips off the old block. He is my former. I come from him. Velo avlatabo, and the fault of our history, the fault of human tragedy, is not his, it's ours. He made us free, only we mess up. And it's not necessarily the individual that messed up, it's we, humanity, are on the same boat. It's human beings that caused this. Making us free made it possible for us not only to build, but also to destroy. And that's what I wanted to explain to you about the fire. Fire can be used to cook, it can be used to warm, it can be used to smelt ore, it can be used to burn, it can be used to destroy. Be careful about how you use it. You can be immortal and kill. You can do both. This is Haolam Shalom. This is the Yemot HaMashiach. Seven. How long is this world supposed to last? 7,000 years. And the 7,000th will be Yemot HaMashiach.